Mr. President, in regards to the recommendations that have been made in regards to educating law enforcement or training, the Fiji Police Force has incorporated human rights, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, UN conventions and treaties training and development, advocacy and awareness in its training manual, and have targeted recruits level, investigations and supervisors level for this training. The Fiji Police Force also carries out training and awareness, including those with other NGOs, CSO, UN agencies, Fiji Human Rights and Anti-Discrimination Commission, the Fiji Women's Crisis Center, and other Fiji-based law enforcement agencies, as well as our communities and regional partners. Implementation of interview of vulnerable witnesses and access to justice training materials has been distributed and enforced since its endorsement in August of this year. In regards to measures to encourage women and girls to report domestic violence to the authorities, we encourage reporting through direct complaints to Fiji Police through a second-person report, emails, letters, other agencies such as the Fiji Women's Rights Movement, Fiji Women's Crisis Center, Ministry of Health, faith-based organizations, and other organizations that report to us. We have also other platforms with our mobile services providers that allow us another avenue for them to make reports to us through these means. Media relations through talkback shows, police booths, visitation to schools and communities are also implemented. For equal opportunities in the Fiji Police Force, recruitment into the Fiji Police is done in a transparent manner and is done purely on merit. No special treatment is given to any ethnic group or gender. In regards to freedom of expression and assembly, the Fijian Constitution places justifiable limitations to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression, which is consistent with international law such as ICCPR. The powers of the Fiji Police Commissioner is enshrined in the Constitution, the Police Act, and the Public Order Act is based on the enforcement of codified law and legislation of the land. The ambit of powers of the authority is tagged towards the good of law and order, safety and security, prevention of crime, protection of all, peace and harmony of all communities and persons involved. Further to that, the role of balancing fundamental human rights and freedoms with justifiable limitations in law on the importance of maintaining public order and national security, because we have a history of violence, especially in 1987 and the year 2000, that the police is committed to ensuring freedom of expression and assembly, but we must uphold the rules of law so that the rights of some does not curtail the rights of others. In regards to training for drugs and also proceeds of crime, we've conducted training with UNODC and other organizations like Interpol, ASEANOPOL, International Association of Chiefs of Police, and our bilateral partners, and in particular for proceeds of crime training, we're pursuing that further with our counterparts from the Australian Federal Police and the New Zealand Police in particular. I thank you, Mr. President.